Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Jesse Nyberg podcast. Today, I have on Emma Burrs, super cool graphic designer from California, I think before. I don't know about now, but how was that? You just moved recently, right?
Yeah, I just moved to Seattle. First move after the pandemic, so I'm feeling pretty good about that.
Yeah, how long were you? You were in the Bay, right? Or was it? Did I get that wrong?
I was in Palo Alto.
Okay, so that's, and then you're in Seattle. So that, I mean, it's kind of similar, I guess, right? Besides the weather.
Similar vibe, yeah.
Yeah, a lot of like just tech and business stuff and whatnot. Mm-hmm. Do you like, why'd you want to leave the Bay?
Well, I'd been living back at home after I graduated spring 2020. So last, like almost exactly a year ago.
Yeah.
So I was just back home with my parents, saving money, basically. So I was like, first opportunity.
Yeah.
Someone had an open room. I was ready to go.
Yeah. Yeah. It's weird, you know, going from college and then graduating, because a lot of people, if they don't have something set up, they have that like intermediate period where they're back to living at home, and going from being on your own, like with all these like, at least for me, with all these like crazy friends and shit, and then going back to like a parental house is like really weird kind of transition.
Yep. Very weird. I'm very like grateful that I was able to do that, because, you know, some people when the pandemic hit weren't able to do that, but it was definitely a weird transition, especially since like everyone was kind of at home in one way or another.
Yeah. And you were able to save money and stuff. So I'm sure that's like helpful.
Yeah, very helpful. Very grateful for that now.
So what have you been kind of up to lately besides the stuff you're, is all the stuff you're doing just pretty much the stuff you're doing on Instagram? Are you into anything else?
Kind of. I think the Instagram has kind of like taken over my life a bit.
Yeah.
Which is good, because I really enjoy it. I mean, I've been busy moving. The Instagram stuff has like gotten me some clients, which is really cool. So I've been working a little bit. Just kind of adjusting to life here now.
That's cool. So are you doing any other kinds of work, like other than design stuff or like freelance, whatever you want to call it?
When I was at home, I was doing some other stuff just like to save money. I was like working at a pool down the street from me that I used to swim at. Which was actually kind of nice. I got to sit outside, like, and I could, like, design while I was there.
Oh, yeah.
So that was nice. I did some, like, content writing for a software company, which...
That's cool.
...wasn't exactly my speed, but, you know, I'm glad I had stuff to do.
Yeah. There's kind of something nice about, you know, working at... Like when I was working at random like jobs like that, that let you design stuff, it was kind of cool, because half the time, especially jobs I had like at the university, they'd be like, just do your homework or like do whatever. Like if it's like an office thing, and you just got to work on like, it was like double money, you know, because you're working on like a freelance thing.
And you're getting paid. I'd be like writing my little software blogs and like looking at a pool. Like it was kind of nice.
Yeah, for sure. So can you tell me a little bit of background of like, you kind of as like a creative, and like what made you get into this kind of Instagram design community and like posters? Because I know you have like a film and video background, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I majored in film and television in college, and I kind of thought that that's what I was going to do. Mm-hmm. I like did some internships. Like back a year ago, I was working at Antiques Roadshow, which was really cool.
Yeah.
And then that kind of ended because of the pandemic, and I was kind of just put on hold for a while.
Right.
And I was kind of back home in the suburbs, and it wasn't like I could go like find a film job around there. I like applied to some internships that didn't work out. I was just feeling very creatively like kind of dead for probably 6 months. And then I started to kind of think about, I just like knew I had to be doing something creative. I just kind of had a big think about what I could maybe be. I'd never done graphic design.
Yeah.
Or like used Photoshop for anything other than like actual like photography before last fall. I think I watched some of Kel Lauren's videos. They like were recommended to me and I was watching them and I was like, wait, this looks really fun. And I like kind of think I can do this. I just opened up Photoshop and just kind of played around with it for maybe a month and would kind of post my progress on like a private Instagram.
Yeah.
Just because I was like, no one wants to see this. Like,
right.
I'm just messing around. And then like some of my friends were like, this is kind of good. Or like they were being pretty positive about it in a way. Or they were like, I want to buy a print of this.
Really? That quick too, say. Huh?
Yeah, I have very supportive friends and I'm very grateful for them.
Yeah.
That's like something that I was like, oh, well, if I want this to go anywhere, I can't keep posting it on this private Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
So then I like had kind of a backlog of posters. I'm just looking at my Instagram right now, looking at my old posters. and I was like, maybe I'll just post these on Instagram. I didn't set out to do like a 365 thing,
right.
Even though it's kind of, I think that's what I'm doing now.
Yeah.
It's kind of turned out that way. So I just started posting them every day and people were really nice about it. So I just kept doing it and I didn't have anything else like super creative going on. So just kind of went from there.
Yeah, that's cool. And I mean, like, it's good that you saw that that's like an issue if you stay stagnant for too long and like don't do anything creative, whether it be, you know, photography, video, design. I think it's always good, even if it's foreign to like your main craft or whatever you want to call it, to keep, you know, keep it moving. I know I've like struggled in the past when I'm working at jobs that are design, however, they're not like fun. So then you kind of are already drained of the design energy. So out of work, you're not doing it. Like you're almost better off like having a job that's whatever, like your pool one. So you have time to like design posters and things. But I think that's cool that you hadn't really used it. And then after a month, people are already like, yo, this shit goes or whatever they're saying. And like, let me get a print and things.
Yeah,
because
exactly that.
my work after a month, like no one wanted prints of that for sure. I wouldn't like even be posting it on Instagram either. So I think that's really cool that you had that kind of, you know, friend group, even if it's hard to say like how important that could be, you know, because you could have had people that didn't do that and you may never have like continued with it.
Yeah,
right?
I probably wouldn't have, honestly.
Yeah. And it's nice, like, when you spoke about Kel, watching someone like that, someone that's talented like that and kind of breaks up design process into something that's, like, digestible. It's kind of like when someone's good at something, it makes it look easy. So then you're like, oh,
yeah.
I want to try this out, right? So I think you would have... Yeah, I think you would have maybe not felt that way if you watched something, like, a lot more technical, like some kind of... You know, like Adobe certified, like typography tutorial or whatever.
Yeah, I think their videos really helped me because a lot of the, like, I've been, like, thought about doing graphic design before. And I, you know, I make like little graphics for like clubs at school, but I never like think about it as like something that I'm doing.
Yeah.
And a lot of, I think a lot of like YouTube tutorials, like kind of have a similar aesthetic that isn't like, I don't know, not everyone has the same aesthetic, and I think that Kel's videos have kind of a fun element that I was like, oh, this isn't scary, like I don't have to make some like space themed like thing.
Yeah,
like 3D, I don't know,
right?
They're just really accessible.
Because you watch some stuff online and I don't know if it's like on purpose, but it almost seems like people are trying to make this thing like more complex or intimidating than it actually is. Like, even just someone like the jargon or like the way that people describe things, it's very like non-digestible. And it's kind of the opposite of someone like Kel, because it makes design feel, what's the word, like very, I guess like mechanical
or like technical.
Yeah. Like it's like programming or something, you know?
Exactly. I think that's what like put me off of design. And honestly, like what I'm doing now, I almost think of it more as like illustration in my head. Cause mm-hmm. I'm not like, I don't use like a grid. I don't like, I can't really like recognize fonts or anything like that. but like the way that they described, like when they're designing, being like, oh, I like the way this feels, or like, I'm yeah. not mad at where that's placed. Like, that's so relatable to the way mm-hmm. that I think. So I think that was really helpful to see that it wasn't all like, oh, yeah. this letter has to be like the same height as this other like square that I have here, even mm-hmm. though like there's obviously merit to that, and that type of design is important.
Right.
Like, especially for like logos and things like that. But sometimes if like entering graphic design, you're like, oh, I have to figure out how to make a logo. Like yeah. I don't want to do that.
Or a website or something.
Our yeah, website, yeah.
And I feel like today's day and age, you know, with the internet, and you see people that we've kind of blurred the lines more and more between like art and design. You know, like people mm-hmm. would tell me or used to talk about in school, like all the OG like design people would say like design isn't art, you know, it's different. Like art's like you're solving or you're creating like for yourself, and like design you're creating for a client or solving a problem. But that's kind of whack, you know, I don't know. Like, I think that it's true when you're working with clients, you're not going to be able to just do whatever you want and like express yourself, but design shouldn't be like that rigid and like controlled, where you should be able to, you know, post a poster every day, like you're doing with a band that you like or whatever, and not feel like it needs to go off of some creative brief or something like that.
Exactly. And I think like, since I kind of started doing this on Instagram, like I never really internalized any of that, because I was like, well, I'm just posting myself on Instagram, and if people like it, they like mm-hmm. it. Like, I'm just trying to learn how to use Photoshop. So, and like the work that I'm getting since all, I don't even have like really a portfolio right now, and I like, I'm still getting work.
Yeah.
Which is like crazy to me, because starting out, I was like, oh, I have to do all these things, which are like obviously important. But I think that there's so many barriers that like beginners like me have mm-hmm. to even try to do stuff, like making a portfolio, like making a cool website or whatever.
Yeah.
That like aren't really, it's more important to just find out why you like doing it in the first place.
Yeah. I find myself sometimes getting into that, where you get into something, like whether it be design or like some other hobby, and you get so like granular with all the little like things that you think that you have to be doing that you don't even like start yet. Like for this is like a kind of more like casual analogy, but like if I get like a new video game or something, like before I even start, I'm always looking at like all the settings and like all the dumbass shit, and then I'm like an hour in, like I don't even want to play anymore, you know, I kind of just
like this isn't even fun.
Yeah, so it's like sometimes when stuff has too many options or it's too complicated, it's almost worse than like having no restrictions, because you're just like, oh my god, there's so much to look at. But I think it's I think it's smart that you, because you kind of proven that you don't need to have that necessarily to even get the clients. Like if you wasted, you know, all those hours that you were designing, worrying about, I don't know, like your domain and like all this other shit that you need to worry about, then you may not be like, I mean, you may not have progressed as much as you have, you know?
Yeah, I think that I was pretty like conscious of that, especially, you know, like the second half, like when things kind of started, when I was like, oh, I could maybe do this.
Yeah.
Like stuff that I was getting hired for is like stuff that I was posting. Mm-hmm. So I may as well just post stuff that's fun for me to make. And then like when whoever sends me an email of like references of my work that they like, it's just like stuff I made for fun.
Right.
Then the work that I'm doing is fun. So.
Yeah. And I saw you have like a, you have like a website though. I was checking it out. You don't like completely not have a presence.
Yeah, I haven't updated it in a while. That I made that website when I was like looking for video work.
Yeah.
But some of my posters are on there now.
Yeah, and you have that like kind of landing page, right? That's like almost like a directory to like the different sections. Like you're like, here's my posters, here's my video, and here's like what is like your Spotify stuff, right? Something like that.
My Spotify stuff on there.
Yeah. It's hard to figure that stuff out. Like I always have trouble with figuring out how to do like the navigation or whatever. Like obviously like in the internal website, like when you're at the straight up portfolio, that's kind of easier to understand. Like you want your work, your about page, yada, yada. But having like all those other channels and trying to figure out like, well, you don't want those people to see this stuff because you want them to go to this thing. So like my LinkedIn bio thing, it's like, it's getting like pretty gnarly. Like it's like 12 things now. And I'm like, I don't know if this is even going to work, you know, because it's so many options.
I think that like that was another barrier for me when I started. I was like, I don't know if I want these people to see these like weird little videos I made when I was traveling, because like why is that relevant? But so far no one even mentions that.
Like, yeah, are you still like doing that stuff though? Like do you still want to do video, right? Or no?
I think I still do. I think that now since I like kind of have a video background and I'm doing graphic design stuff, I'm like kind of thinking of doing like art direction type of stuff.
Yeah.
I can kind of work in both worlds, but I haven't done video stuff in a really long time.
But you know, like, you know, you kind of have a head start though if you want to get into like motion or anything like that, because I'm sure compared to someone that doesn't do video at all, you're more comfortable working with like a timeline and things like that.
Yeah, definitely. I feel like Premiere and After, well, Premiere mostly.
Yeah.
It's pretty very comfortable to me. And then After Effects is still a little scary, but it kind of makes sense.
I mean, all the Adobe programs are scary when you don't know like each one. I always get surprised when people are like, don't know Illustrator, because I learned that first, but I could see why it's like Illustrator. Gnarly. Yeah. Like I used to not even use Photoshop.
I opened it once in a while.
Yeah.
It's so similar to Photoshop in some ways and so different in other ways that it gets so frustrating.
Yeah, even like the hotkeys and things, like they're, you know, one will be like Z and one's like W or whatever, and it just messes up the whole like workflow that you're trying to do. Premiere too, like I like it and like I like video editing, but I didn't know anything about it until I started doing like YouTube, and my stuff's like a mess. I'm sure if you looked at it, like it wouldn't, it's like there's just little, you know, you zoom out on like the little slider and there's just like crazy little boxes everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I don't know if that's just how everyone's stuff looks or I'm supposed to like clean it up better or something.
It's kind of how it looks. But also I like always had a messy timeline when I was making videos.
Yeah.
If you don't have to send it to anybody, if you don't have to send your project file to anybody, it doesn't really matter.
Yeah. It's the same thing as like your Photoshop layers where they're just like layer 1 through 40 instead of naming them. They get crazy.
Yeah. All my texture files are like not called what they look like. It's just like random letters and I just know what it means.
Yeah. Yeah. How did, I feel like for, you know, you've been designing then, let's say like a little over a year, would you say? Or a year?
Less than a year.
Less?
It really started like last fall.
Okay, so like a little more than half a year, let's say. And I feel like
months.
Yeah. My point is, which is even more of a point than a year, is I feel like your typography and like compositional skills like are really strong, and they've gotten like even better and better like throughout. Like you almost like are like a case study for like an accelerated like learning for like type or something, because instead of like doing this like long like thing learning about all the things, you design the poster every day and like I can already see you understanding like, oh, here's like this rule and like now I can break them because like I learned how to do this. And instead of like some of the stuff, you could look at it and think, you know, oh, it's all over the place, but I feel like if you look at it closely, you can see like there's a method to like some of your madness with like these crazy compositions and stuff. And I guess what I'm getting at is, do you think that it's just, you've just started learning over time, or do you do any like external like learning and research and things like that?
I mean, I think that the way I kind of approach the typography is like the same way I would approach composition in like a photo or a video. Like it feels very similar to me, just like finding balance.
Yeah.
And also, even though I haven't been like actually designing on Photoshop very long, my whole life I've been like hand lettering stuff and doing block letters. Yeah. Like my college notebooks and high school notebooks are like crazy with like lettering that I just doodle. So I feel like it's already kind of in my head, even though I never like took a typography class or anything.
Yeah.
I think I just kind of think that way. Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
Yeah. And that's kind of like a not common, you know, to everyone. That's cool that you have that like innate kind of sensibility to think like that. Cause I heard someone say something along the lines of like 80% of the work's done like in your head or whatever, you know, cause sometimes a logo, or especially something like a logo, the amount of time, at least you're like, for me and a lot of other people I've talked to, you're actually spent like designing the vector or like actually doing like the type digitally is like, I think a lot smaller than when you're like, just you're thinking throughout the whole day, you know, and sometimes you just get into the program and you're like, and you're just cooking and you put everything and it can't turn out exactly how you wanted, or other times like it turns out terribly and you have to kind of rearrange it. But I think it's good that you kind of have that, like innate or whatever, like, ability, because I think it shows that without, you know, going to school and things, like you were able to pick up on this stuff really quickly.
Yeah. I think that it's like sort of going back to just thinking about like design as art. It I don't know how to describe it any other way than like a feeling. Like it feels the same as like composing a photo or like composing a shot in a video. And like viewing the letters as like shapes instead of letters.
Yeah, that's actually like a good way to look at it too, like shapes, because you see some people like they'll organize it like, you know, if you're doing even like a website or something like that, you'll start by like just putting the squares, you know, like the wireframe of like, here's going to be a picture, here's going to be a photo. And sometimes if you get too, like where you're saying with like fonts and things, if you get too wrapped up with that, I think it damages like your like flow state of like the composition, because you're just like sitting there looking through fonts rather than actually starting to move things around.
Yeah, I think that's why, like, if you look at my past, like, weeks or whatever of posters, they've all had the same font on them, because I'm just, like, I just can't be bothered to, like, look through these fonts every time.
Yeah.
And also, like, I love looking through fonts, but sometimes I think that since my posters are very, like, illustrative, even if I think a font looks really cool, if it's just the font that looks cool on the poster, then I'm like, well, I didn't really do anything here. Mm. Like the font, I just found a font that looks cool. So I think that like using a simple font has helped me like focus on like layout and the actual little drawings more.
Yeah. And that's like this old designer, Massimo Vignelli. He's like OG, like Swiss design dude. What's it called? He said like he only uses like three fonts and he's like the rest are trash. And I think it was like Helvetica, Bodoni, and I don't know. Someone may know and like write it in the comments, but Garamond or something, right? And like at the end of the day, like it's kind of true to an extent. Like he did all this crazy work, like the New York subway systems and stuff. And that's why all the things are like all Helvetica, you know, because he did all that shit. And it's like, it's kind of true. Like once you figure out, it's like, don't fix it if it's not broken. Right. You found that like,
exactly.
What is it that you're using in most of them?
The, new Hosford test.
Yeah. And that's just kind of, you know, like similar to like a sans serif, like grotesque font. And like, once you kind of get that, it's like, you know, yeah, you're going to have like crazy header shift. You want to get experimental, but you can go a long way with like, one font family, like with all the weights and like, and if you want to like stretch it or like, you know, turn it into like an object or whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I think it's another, like, I feel like the theme throughout me doing this has been like finding things that like stop me from making something and then just like getting rid of it. Like, stop trying to like make something look like what everyone else is doing. Stop trying to like find a different font for every poster. Like, you obviously don't need to do that. And it's like, especially since doing the random posters every day has like, it's, I can do literally anything. It's kind of nice to have one thing that I'm like constrained by.
Yeah.
It's a little easier.
Like one constant, because everything else is variable pretty much.
Yeah.
How do you, I've asked this to other people that do that kind of stuff, like Carolyn, and I asked her too, how do you kind of stay motivated to do that every day? Because I design every day, but I don't know if I'd want to design like the same type of thing every day.
Yeah, I mean, I watched her episode of this and it was really great. And I think she said something about like, she's kind of like addicted to it. And I was like, that is kind of how it feels. Like, if I go a couple of days without doing it now, I'll be like, what am I doing? Like, I need to make some posters. I think it's just, I just like have a lot of fun doing it. I am really conscious of like making sure that I'm having fun doing it and not thinking about it as like something that I'm posting on Instagram. And just, just making sure that I like what it looks like and having no other variables in terms of what I'm thinking about when I'm designing. I think otherwise I wouldn't be able to do that.
Yeah, that's good though. That means that like it's not, you know, something you feel like you have to do. It's something that you feel like you are upset if you don't do, you know. That's like a good problem to have, that you're like, oh no, it's been 2 days or whatever.
Yeah, it's a nice problem to have, and it's not a problem I've ever had before. Like,
yeah,
I think like yesterday was my, it was like the fifth month of this, and I've never done anything every day for 5 months besides like eat or like or sleep,
drink water.
So, yeah, drink water.
Yeah,
probably not even that.
Right. Yeah.
So yeah, I think it's just like kind of working, and also since like, I wasn't working full time when I was home when I started this. I was like, it gave me sort of a routine, which I really, really needed. So, like, the pool stuff was like kind of random hours. And then the content writing was like, it was, you know, I just needed to finish it. So it's nice to have something to do every day, like, as sad as that is.
Yeah.
But it worked out.
Yeah, it's a, that's like a weird feeling, you know. You know, in the past when I've had a lot of free time, that's the time where you feel like the most that you want to work, and you're like, I need to design something or I need to do something. And then when you're so busy, all you want to do is relax and like be dead. So I think that's just like something that people are just going to kind of feel forever, which I don't know if that's like sad or good or whatever it is, but it's a weird feeling, you know, because it's almost like, you don't, you always want the opposite of what's kind of going on. But I think, you know, designing, I have that same feeling where I tell myself, you know, like, oh, I can't, like, I hate that I feel like I have to post something or design something every day, or when I'm working on client projects and other things. But then I get that same feeling like, oh, Saturday, I have a day off in my schedule. Like, this is dope. And then I'm like, it's come Saturday, I wake up and I'm like, all right, let's make like something. It's just like, I thought I wanted that free time, but you know, what was it?
I think also,
Go ahead.
I'm just also thinking that like, just going along the lines of like, not feeling like it's for Instagram. I think that since I started like on my own, like, not with a class, like none of my friends from school are designers, like we didn't have a graphic design program at my school. It's like a way for me to get any feedback at all, like on my work. And so it's not just like in a vacuum.
Mm-hmm.
I think that that also motivates me, because otherwise, you know, I'm not like submitting class assignments that I'm getting feedback on. So it's kind of been a way to be like, oh, people are seeing this and they're liking it, I think, which out of no other like method getting that at all.
Yeah, it's true. Like, I never really thought about that, because coming from your situation, it's a little different. I've always been around designers, like whether it be in school and then like outside of school, the people that I was like close with, and then, you know, all this just like online stuff now, which I feel like is new. Mm-hmm. Like, I think that I've talked about this with plenty of guests. I think the whole way that the community and stuff is right now is like, it's nice, you know, it's really, it's like,
really nice.
it is a community, I guess. That's like the difference. Mm-hmm. Before, when I started, yeah. I don't know if it's like, it's a random thing that just happened, or it's cause I've like tried to be more engaged, but, mm-hmm. before there was like nothing. Like, I would post stuff and I knew other designers and they would like it and we'd talk sometimes, but most of the feedback was from like just my friends and things. And I feel like now, like since COVID, we all like, we're like, well, let's all like figure something out to like benefit each other, you know?
Yeah. It's weird, cause I hear people saying stuff like that all the time. And like, I started last fall, like in the middle of COVID. So I have no like frame of reference for what it used to be like or anything really. But I feel like kind of lucky in that way, because I think a lot of these communities are, you know, talking about mental health and like, mm-hmm. being like, design what you want, like you don't have to follow the rules and things like that. So I feel kind of lucky that I never had to like internalize into like toxic, like traditional kind of design stuff that I hear about.
Like what you, yeah, like you, it's always been chill for you, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's like, that's cool. That's nice. So when I first started, I remember just getting wrecked online, you know, by people, especially on like, if you go to like the further you go away from the like community based apps, the more it gets, like the more mean it gets. Like, I remember like I've had some of the most gnarly criticisms of my work on like Reddit and places like that, that are less.
Yeah, I would
like,
not post my work there.
And it's just like, oh, or like, and you just look at it and it's like, when you're starting out too, like you don't have the confidence to like combat that stuff in your head. Like, you're like, well, that must be true, cause like Mike375 just said like my type is like garbage, right? And I've only been for like a year designing. So I think it's good. Like, you don't really, constructive criticism is helpful. I don't want the community to get like too soft where everyone's just like, it's great, you know, nothing's wrong. But most of it wasn't constructive online, and people would just say like, you know, just dumb shit, and then you felt weird about it, and then now it's on your thing. Like, you're like, should I delete it? Do I leave it there? Is this even true? And then you look at their page, they don't have anything. So you're like, well, what am I supposed to say to a person that's just a nothing, you know? It's kind of weird.
Yeah.
The people that have the loudest voices online, I feel like, are the, they don't have anything for themselves to like be picked apart. It's kind of weird.
Yeah, exactly.
But
it's also why I feel lucky that like people were saying nice things early on, and I could like I feel pretty confident now, like pretty, like extremely early on in my career that like if someone is, like, I know that my stuff is kind of like weird and different. And if someone is like, oh, you shouldn't put this letter here, or like, I don't like this like super bright color here, I'm like, well, I don't know, but someone else liked it.
Yeah.
So whatever.
Have you run into any of that yet from like, you know, I don't know, people that are, may not think that you're following enough rules or like things like that? Have you gotten any criticism, or is your kind of network just so positive that it doesn't really happen?
I mean, I've been pretty lucky that it's been very positive so far. Nothing like stands out to me in terms of like negative feedback. Maybe that's just more stuff that I've said to myself in my head. But
yeah,
I think people have been pretty positive, especially like I'm not been like posting my stuff anywhere where I think that we'll rip it apart.
Yeah. You're just on Instagram pretty much, right? When it comes to design work. When did you notice like some of the bigger changes, or can you like pinpoint any areas where you feel like your style changed for like to a different, because it almost seems like to me when I look at it, there's like chunks of, you know, this is this like era and this is kind of how this looks, and it almost changes like every like 30 or whatever. That's kind of how I look at it.
Yeah, I definitely think that that's true. I think that's kind of just me being like not happy to stay in one place for too long, or like I just get bored easily.
Yeah.
Especially in the beginning, just because I was like a little baby, like I was just like absorbing everything, and like even like in a week I would feel like I was like whatever I made a week ago, I didn't know what the hell I was doing.
Yeah.
Like I need to do something different.
Mm-hmm.
I think I definitely think of it in terms of like eras or like chunks.
Yeah.
I'm like looking at it right now.
Mm-hmm.
To figure out what I'm even talking about. But I think once I got into like what I'm doing now with like the kind of markery, like it kind of looks hand-drawn stuff, I think mm-hmm. that one's maybe lasted the longest.
Yeah.
And I'll have like a color scheme that I keep for, you know, a week or so, and then I'll get bored of it and I'll use new colors.
Yeah.
It's kind of random.
I notice a kind of constant, at least I've picked up on, is you use a lot of the like natural like background color where it's like a little bit of like a yellowish or like a tan. I feel like that's a cool,
yeah.
Like that feels just something that's like that is so subtle and it feels so much more inviting and kind of warm than like straight white and straight black is like intense, you know, like I try not to use black, like all the way black ever. Like I'll kind of move it up to like 98% like black or whatever. Yeah. Cause you know, like that type of white and that type of black that's computer generated, that doesn't really live in like the world. So it's kind of weird to look at, cause your eyes don't look at that in real life ever.
Yeah, definitely. I think it kind of, in part of it kind of started just because I was posting on white backgrounds that I wanted there to be you to like see that it was a poster. So I never did like full white.
The last poster
I posted, I think, was actually on white, but
so it just goes out forever, huh? On the one of the edges.
Or just like looks like a square. but yeah, I think that the off white just felt kind of, like you said, like inviting and warm to me, and just felt like I was drawing on a piece of paper.
Mm-hmm. So you use the tablet, I see. You have the little thing. What, like, why do you have that if you weren't doing, where did you get that because of this, or did you already have that? Because I know you said you weren't really doing that stuff before or whatever.
Yeah, this is like, I don't even know, it might be 10 years old.
Oh, really?
I think my brother and I got it like for our birthday when we were kids. To be able to draw, because we were both artists. My brother's a set designer.
Okay.
So just to like draw, I guess, on the computer. Yeah. And it's just, it still works, so I'm using it.
Yeah, I like those. The problem, because I used to work at this agency where we did like movie posters and things, and everyone there like lived by those. Like you were like a weirdo if you didn't have that set up, because they just gave you that like at the job.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to get used to it, and like I just had to use it to like go on the web and everything to get me really used to it, to always never like go to grab the mouse. And I liked it so much, but ever since like I haven't used it, it would feel weird for me to just have that on my desk now. But there's times where I'm doing like masking and things, and I'm like, oh, I wish I had like, I wish I had the pencil, because this shit's a nightmare with the mouse, you know? But I feel like I don't use it enough to justify it like being on my desk. I feel like the clear desk almost has more value to me than the tablet. It's weird.
That's fair.
Yeah.
I think it's like since my posters and design work is so, like, I don't know, I feel like it's kind of hand-drawn aside from the text.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I need it. It was also helpful when I was doing, like, video editing and needed to mask stuff out and, like, over multiple frames. Like, doing that with a mouse is just, like, torture.
So. Yeah, because you have to do it, like, as the timeline goes, right? And do each one. Yeah, that's a nightmare. I can't even imagine.
Mm-hmm. It's brutal. That's the other nice thing about graphic design is I'm, like, used to have to, like, make, you know, a zillion different frames of stuff, and now I just get to make, like, one picture look really nice.
Yeah.
Which is kind of relief, I guess.
Yeah. Have you ever seen the people that remaster, like, the old, like, animes and stuff? You know, like, they make, like, Akira or something like that into, like, 4K, and they have someone that every frame they go in and
fix it up.
Yeah, and it's just, like, I feel like they have to have one guy for, like, a 10-second segment of the movie, you know?
Yeah.
I can't imagine, because it's, like, 60 FPS, too, so it's, like, a nightmare trying to... Or the people that do, like, those little, like, books where you go, like, where you flip it. Mm-hmm. And I don't have the patience to do that. I would never be able to make something like that.
If I was getting paid to do it, I could do it. But
yeah, that's true.
Teaching yourself animation is, like, brutal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel like, I don't know a lot about animation, so I'm sure it's, like, a lot more streamlined with the computer and things nowadays, but I've watched some videos online of, like, some of the OG, like, Disney and just all this stuff, and the way they used to do things was just, like, it looked so monotonous, and, like, they'd have one guy, like, just drawing cells. The same grass over and over on the cell painting and stuff.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
It's
nuts. One thing I wanted to ask you about was, I feel like you have a good taste of music and the selections that you make for the posters and things. What's the process like for that? Is it just like, yeah, tell me a little bit about that.
I started out, once I realized that I was going to be like doing it for a while, I made a long list just like on my notes app. I just went through my Spotify. I have like a bazillion playlists. And just like wrote out a bunch of artists and just kind of picked and choose which one I want. I've kind of abandoned that now, and I'll just go to Spotify and like look at what I've been listening to recently, or like go to an artist that I made a poster for recently and choose like a related artist. It's kind of random. But it just comes from my Spotify playlist.
Yeah. Would you say that the type of like genre and things like influences your decisions a lot in the poster, or not so much?
Really?
No.
No.
Yeah, because I think
that's another one of those things that would like stop me if I was too worried about that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it kind of, sometimes I kind of like it when the poster doesn't look like the genre or like the vibe of the album.
Yeah.
I guess I don't think about that too much.
That's something I struggled with with doing like the Black Note shit is like, obviously.
I love those, look so cool. I love those.
Thank you. And it's just like, obviously, you know, Minor Threat or like Bad Brains isn't going to look like this ever. Like all their shit was like hand drawn and like very, you know, like Xerox printed and like all that shit. So it was hard for me to like in the first couple find the balance of like, well, this shouldn't, like I have to include, you know, the lightning bolt in Bad Brains, or like I have to use the Milo head and like the Descendants just because that's like the punk like staple of it. And then I realized, oh no, I don't, like this is, I'm making this all up. I can do whatever I want.
Yeah, and do whatever you want.
It became a lot easier to like drop restrictions on myself, you know, and just kind of look at an inspiration, get the album. I would listen to it and just be like, whatever. Like, yeah, the original one wasn't yellow, but this one will be yellow. And that's why it's different.
Definitely. And I think that, like, it's kind of, you can always, like, kind of look back at what you did and be like, oh, this is why I made it this way. Like, kind of after. Not in like a way that you're like lying about having a thought process, but sometimes the thought process isn't like verbal where you're right. like, oh, I want this to be pink because of this and this. And then you'll like just make what feels right or what's fun. And you're like, oh, I made it like that because of this afterward.
Yeah, I feel like once you design for such a long time, or just like you do a lot of designing every day, like you're doing, that stuff becomes a lot more subconscious and just like, you know, someone else might notice it and then they'd say that to you and you're like, oh yeah, that is, I guess that is why I did that. What you're saying is funny though, like the fake one, it's like when you see those logos and it's just like a circle and then they have all the crazy like lines around it on like
the Pepsi shit where yeah, they were like yeah. talking about like the curve of the earth or something. Like
it's just like that's the kind
that's
of stuff
a step too far.
Yeah. And it's just like, that's the kind of stuff that makes people think designers are like pretentious and like assholes, when you give them a circle like logo and you're like, so this is like the, you know, the Pythagorean theorem and like all this crazy shit. And it's just like, no, it's not. You just got, that's just a circle. Like,
you don't
on.
Know math. Like, come on.
Yeah. It's just, I hate that stuff because it kind of goes back to what we were talking about, where it makes it like not, it makes it boring, you know, it's not fun when you like, I don't know why people do, and people do that like to the, and they think it'll have the opposite effect of what we're talking about. They think that we'll see that and go, damn, like they fucking Whoa. Know lines or whatever.
Yeah.
It's weird. I think that like, stuff happened with like Behance a lot, I think, and like just logo mm-hmm. designers that were popular on Instagram. They kind of made people think that everything had to be math for some reason.
Yeah, there's all those like UI UX Instagram accounts that are like, this is right, this is wrong. And they'll have like a carousel of like 10 things yep. of like, this circle with the outline is wrong and this circle is right. And I'm like, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
It's like, crazy.
Yeah. And they use like the little emojis and shit just like in there, like it'll mm-hmm. be like the thumbs up or like the thumbs down. And it's just, they try to, it's so like robotic and like weird that they have to use the emojis to make it have like any personality in a way.
Yeah, and all the comments will be like, that's so true.
Yeah.
I'm like, what are these people talking about?
With the little like their mind was blown, like they'll put that like, whoa.
Yeah. Yeah.
I that's such a weird thing, like the whole like, so with this happens in every social media. There's Instagram, YouTube, Twitter. There's people that their entire career is based off of like how they're good at using the app. But it's like, but what like are you actually doing? You know, because you're just telling someone like how to be good at this, but that's your whole content. It's like a weird like just loop of, it's like how to get followers, but they just have followers from telling people, and it's like, yeah, they have 50,000 followers, but what does that even matter if like your thing is all what based off yeah. of like just that, like I don't know, you get what I'm saying? Or does
I get what you're saying?
Yeah,
because sometimes people will like DM me and be like, especially sort of like maybe a couple months, I think in March mm-hmm. I was kind of gaining a lot of followers,
yeah,
and like a couple people would like message me and would be like, how do I gain followers? And I'm like, I'm not doing it. I mean, I'm posting every day, which yeah, is like, I guess good. That is like putting work into it, but I'm not like doing anything else. Like mm-hmm. I don't even use hashtags anymore. Like mm-hmm. I just, I don't know. I just think that if you're like using your like art account to gain followers, then it's like, what's the point?
Yeah. It's a weird thing. Like I get into that kind of issue sometimes where I think, cause I got a lot of followers from like algorithm shit. And like sometimes my, like one of my posters the other day, it was just not any better than another one. And the reach was like 25,000, like from hashtags or whatever. And I was like, all right, like that doesn't make any sense. And then, or like those reels that I had that have like, it has like over 100,000. And then I think in my head, like I should do more of this. And like, I do some of it to like kind of help the momentum of things. But at the end of the day, I'm doing it to get more eyes on the stuff I actually like. You look at some things and their whole thing is those like playing the algorithm thing. So it's like, yeah, you're getting the followers, but what are they for? What's the goal of it? For me, it's, I want to attract more designers that I like and work, you know. If you're just doing it for the sake of doing it, it almost doesn't have any value anymore.
Yeah. And I feel like you have like the podcast and the YouTube, like you have a whole business where it like, it makes sense for you to be like trying to attract followers.
Yeah.
Like that, because that's like what it, like you're on social media, like that makes sense. But I think that it's really easy to go on it. Like from where I was at, where I was just trying to post my posters, just like to see what would happen, and to immediately be like, well, I'm trying to gain followers, when that's like not what it should be about at all.
Since you weren't thinking about that, I think that was like your biggest, you know, like pro and benefit, because you're just doing it, and you can tell when someone's just like, your style was unapologetically like your style, you know. And I feel like that's cool, because I would have got nervous like in the beginning with like I almost think you benefited from not knowing some of the like history of like, you were talking about like the grids and all that, because it took me a while to like get my professor's like voice out of my head, where he was like, you better never not have it left aligned, your type, you know. If I used justified type, like he would be like, this is like garbage, right? But now it's like, I love justified type, it's fun, you know. So I think you benefited from that, because you didn't have any, it's like you were saying before, like your whole thing is like eliminating like roadblocks or like things that are stopping you.
Definitely.
Yeah, that's cool.
I think that like also the people that I was following, I'm trying to even like think of who it was, were just other people who were kind of in my position. So I never was like, never thought anyone was even looking at it. Like, I didn't have any other eyes on it other than like myself or like my friends who were saying nice things anyway. Yeah. And I think that really helped me.
Do you plan on doing anything, you know, like you said you weren't, this isn't like a 365, but now that you've been doing that, is that kind of like a goal now? And do you plan on switching anything up at any point, or what do you think you're going to do?
I think I'm going to try to do the 365 just because I'm almost at 150 now.
It's almost half.
I see like other people doing it, like Carolyn and, you know, a bunch of other people and like, so far it's only helped me, and luckily I don't feel like burnt out yet by it, so I don't really see any reason to stop doing what I'm doing if it's working.
Yeah, and that was like, that used to be huge, like that used to, before all this like, you know, like reels and other like algorithm shit, like that was like the way to, like everyone was doing that on Instagram, like you saw these people making like crazy posters every day, and I remember being in college looking at that like, damn, like I wish I could do that, and I didn't realize I could have just done it. Like now I don't know so much, like I feel like I have a lot to do, but I think it's smart, like when you have the time to do those things, like you're kind of doing yourself a disservice if you're not doing something like that. Can, like, you need to have that that like motivation without anyone telling you to do it.
And I feel like I've been really like conscious of how like lucky and kind of like the privilege that I have to even be able to have time to do this. And like, I've lived at home for a year and like saved up so that I don't have to be working full time for like, I mean, maybe a couple months, so I can keep doing this and like see what happens. And it's kind of sustaining me. But I think that a lot of people, especially who are in school, it's like, if you have time, like if you're designing anyway, like why not?
Yeah. I can't believe I ever thought I didn't have time when I was in school. Cause like,
exactly.
You know, the people that were like so old people would tell me like, it's only going to get like worse or whatever. Like that was like, they made it sound like sad, like that, you know, it's going to get shittier in your life or whatever. I'm like, all right, whatever, dude. And it's not shittier, but it's true. Like the older you get, like you think you have more freedom, but like you're definitely, you get busier and busier, even if it's like your own fault for accepting all these things. But I mean, college, like that shit was, it was easy. I feel about it now how I felt about when I was in high school or in college. I was like, high school was so easy. Like now I feel like college was easy since I'm out of it.
In college, just like design a poster while you're in a lecture. Like
it's, yeah,
there's a way to do it.
Yeah, for
it's
sure.
Not good advice. Don't do that, but you could do it.
Yeah, it's funny. That's like a weird thing with, you know, college is like you're paying to, people pay to go there. Like I've done this too. And then you like don't like pay attention sometimes. And it's like, you're, they don't care. You're paying for it, you know? Or like people will be like, yeah, like I didn't even get the book. And it's like, dude, you, why are you even doing it then? It's just a waste of money.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, do you have any, like, I know I asked you like, oh, you're going to finish the 365, but do you have any other plans of like other stuff you'd want to like put out online that you feel like you kind of, I don't know, like can't yet or want to wait till you finish this?
Yeah, I mean, I think since I've been kind of doing music stuff, like it would be cool to be able to put like, you know, vinyl covers and like merch stuff and like try to work on that, because I've like probably like 90% of what I've done has been posters. Mm-hmm. I think that also since I'm doing that every day, like I don't really have time to do something else if I know I have to like make a whole poster. So, you know, in another half a year, maybe I'll start posting that sort of stuff.
Yeah. What kind
I think
of...
that's what I'd like to be doing.
Oh, like as a freelancer, like you want to work in merch design?
I think that'd be cool.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's cool. And that goes back to Cal and, you know, like Julia Fletcher, they both do that stuff. And
yeah.
I think they
that was
like,
definitely...
go ahead.
I think that was like a like light bulb moment for me where I was like, I feel like anything creative for me, I've been, my like default has been like, well, that's impossible. Mm-hmm. Then I'll be like, wait, but these people are doing it, so someone can do it. Yeah. So like, why can't I just do that? Like, it's obviously a job that people have.
Yeah.
I think growing up in Palo Alto probably made me think that way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but, that they
yeah.
Like them too specifically. I think they kind of, whether it's just them or an array of things, they've had like, I think, a big influence on self-taught designers, because I see a lot of people that are kind of, you know, like replicating or getting inspiration from their style and like wanting to do that stuff. Like this past year, I've seen more and more people that are doing like, you know, t-shirts and merch design. And like when I was starting out in design, everyone just wanted to post like cool like business mock-ups and stuff and like, you know, like stationery and like logo design and like modern. And like now I think with that more art influence and like music industry, people are like, you're saying, oh, that's like, that's actually a thing that, yeah, like someone has to do it so I can do it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I just feel like it's cool that design allows for like all that, you know. You don't have to, you can be that into music and make these posters like for fun and stuff, and that can be it. But also you can do that stuff and translate it into like actual, you know, like money and things and
work.
Just real life shit. What kind of stuff would you do for your freelance, or have you done so far, like your commissions or whatever?
A lot of the stuff I've done has either been posters or like little designs for like t-shirts or like stickers. It hasn't been that much. I mean, I really only started getting people contacting me like maybe a couple months ago. But it's been going pretty well. I just got like a couple cool commissions last week for like music stuff.
Yeah. That's cool.
So I'm kind of just like riding the wave and seeing what happens.
Yeah. Have you had trouble balancing that yet with like doing your everyday thing?
It's a little hard just because I feel like the everyday thing kind of got like ahead of me, and like people are asking me for work and I'm like catching up, like working with clients. Like I've never done that before. Like all the work that they're referencing is stuff that I just made, you know, in a couple hours for nobody.
Yeah.
So I think that like time-wise it's fine, but in terms of like figuring out how I actually work on this stuff, it's been a bit of a challenge to schedule it out with no like frame of reference really.
Yeah, I feel like with someone like you, when you just kind of get thrown into like this world from growing your online presence throughout like the 8 months or whatever, you have like, you know, not to your fault, but you have a like less knowledge on all this, like how to deal with the clients and like pricing and all that stuff. And it took me like, I still like have trouble when I get on big jobs on like how to talk to them versus how to price and talk to like a friend or someone on Instagram. Like there's no, it's so hard to like break that down into like, this is how you do it. You know, I've tried the best to explain that, but everyone's like situation's different. It's almost impossible to just be like, charge this much, that's that, you know, or whatever.
Yeah. It's definitely been like figuring out the whole business side of it has been kind of a challenge. Especially since I don't really like that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But like, you got to do it.
Yeah. Have you had any, are most of the contacts you're getting, like, are they messaging you on Instagram or emailing you or what?
Some of them like initially messaged me through Instagram and I was like, please just email me. I can't keep track of Instagram.
That's good.
So it's just been through email.
I found that that's like a good filter too. Like it sets it does multiple things. It sets like a boundary. It allows you to keep the email more like organized, and it also weeds out people that like don't really care or aren't gonna like half the time I say, send me the details on the email, and they don't email me, so I know they weren't serious to begin with, you know.
Yeah, that definitely some like people that I've sent like 6 messages to and I've been like, let's talk on email otherwise, like just like to have everything in writing, and then they don't email me and I'm like, well, okay. <Yeah. laughs>
And it's good though, because then you know, like, it was probably gonna be a bad like situation to begin with. That's cool though. Like, I'm glad that you're actually getting work from it and stuff. Because it's weird. I've talked to so many people, and you see some people with, you know, 10 times as many followers as you have, and they're just like, yeah, I just post it, and like, I don't really do like freelance from it. And then you see people with, you know, not so many followers, and like they're getting tons of work. It's weird to see like all the everything in between, you know.
Yeah, I think that on Instagram it's like it's really easy to just assume what people are doing outside of it, but it's so like its own thing.
Yeah, that's so true. Like you see some people and they're designing a poster every day and you're like, oh, that's probably all they do. And then that may be the case and that's why they're able to do that. But then you see other people that do that same thing and it's like, yeah, I also work at like this agency like for like 50 hours a week. And then you're like, damn. So like, it's like I was in that situation before and it's like they're really like getting after it, you know, because you know that they're doing all that shit like from 7 to midnight or whatever it may be.
Yeah. And it's crazy how you don't like, don't know what experience people have. Like people will message me being like, how do I start out like learning graphic design? And I'm like, dude, I'm like right there with you. Like, I don't know.
Yeah. That's funny. Cause I get stuff like that. And like, I still don't know what to say. Like, it's hard. I don't even know what to tell people because I went to school and things and like, I don't even know if that's the right decision. So it's like, I think I just try to give people like open-ended answers when they ask me stuff, because I don't want anyone to like, be like, you told me this and now I'm fucking at school and it sucks or something. Or you told me not to go to school and now I'm broke. So I don't know.
Like with creative stuff, especially, I feel like it's so different for everybody. Like I feel like what I'm doing is so, like, it's gone well, but I've never felt like that was really in my control, which is, like, kind of mm-hmm. cool to have, like, people come to me and me not have to, like, reach out or anything, but I don't know why that's happening. Like, I can't promise that to anybody else if they make a poster every day.
Yeah,
I don't know.
It's like I said before, though, like, since you didn't look at it that way, I have a lot of confidence in the fact that that was one of your, like, driving forces, is because you were free with it and you had fun and you weren't, when you have to do something or you feel like you need to make money from something or need to gain some kind of status, it really, like, hinders your creative ability versus when you're doing something for extra or on the side or for fun. Like, since I started freelancing, for example, it's been like, well, I've been freelancing for years, but full time, it's been like three weeks or whatever, 2 weeks. And I've already gotten a good amount of clients. And like, once I passed my quota or whatever of like, that will pay for like the rent and the bare necessities, all the other projects are like a lot more fun because I'm like, oh, whatever. Like, I can work on this at a slower pace. And I'm not like, fuck. Like, I got to pay the utilities and shit, you know? Yeah. Well, that's kind of all I have for you for this part. But if you guys want to check out the Q&A, go check that out on Patreon. And I'm really excited to see what you keep doing and see more of the posters. And I appreciate you coming on.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Yeah,
cool.
Of course. And it's just Burr's Letters, right? On Instagram, if you guys want to check that out. All right, so go check
you
out Burr's Letters.
You can call me Burr's if you want.
Yeah, check out Emma, Burr's Letters, whatever you want to call it. Super cool work. And thank you, everyone. And we'll see you next time.